In the days before President Barack Obama addressed the Muslim world in Egypt, the U.S. government was already trying a different type of diplomacy. Jazz musicians have long served as official cultural ambassadors for the U.S. State Department. And in a small Algerian city, hundreds recently lined up for hours just to get the chance to hear Bernard Allison, a bluesman from Minneapolis, Minnesota. He was part of a group of American musicians who made the trip. Cultural diplomacy was the topic of a recent discussion on NPR's new jazz blog, A Blog Supreme. The editor is NPR music producer and Weekend Edition alumnus Patrick Jaranwantinanen. It's great to have your mic open, Patrick.
Thank you, Leanne.
Cultural diplomacy, what's happening?
Well, it is, like you mentioned, it's a long-standing secret weapon of the U.S. State Department. In 1956, for example, Dizzy Gillespie, the great trumpeter, was asked to put together a government-sponsored tour of the Middle East. And because jazz was so incredibly popular around the world at that time, crowds went absolutely wild for it. And this program officially sort of fizzled out in the 1970s, but the government still sponsors plenty of characteristically American music to be sent abroad.
Explain what you do for the blog.
The de facto curator, the head nerd in charge, if you will, of this little experiment. And in that, I scour the web for stories, and I wrote a bunch of features. But it's important to say that I also rely on both NPR and its member station producers to help generate ideas and contribute some entries. And most importantly, we wanted all this to be a place which spoke to both serious jazz aficionados and those who may have been previously intimidated of what can be kind of a scary art form.
This is a topic kind of close to my heart. I was the host of some previous women in jazz festivals at the Kennedy Center. And actually on A Blog Supreme, you have a series of discussions about women in jazz.
Yeah, Justin, indeed. I had the honor of attending part of the Kennedy Center Mary Lou Williams Women in Jazz Festival. And just a few weeks ago, there was some chatter among the jazz blogosphere about the lack of women in the audience. So I felt like I had to contribute and further the discussion a little bit. So.
We can't let you go without explaining the reference you're making in the blog's title, A Blog Supreme.
Well, it's a play on John Coltrane's masterwork called A Love Supreme.
Where can our listeners find this stuff, as if I didn't know?
We're at Blog Supreme on Twitter. And then you can also find, of course, the actual blog online at npr.org/blogsupreme.
NPR music producer and the editor of A Blog Supreme, Patrick Jaranwantinanen. Thanks a lot, Patrick.
Thank you, Leanne.
This is NPR News.